I just read your Omaha World Herald article from last year. Had a really good laugh at this article, how you have to wear a different hat for your car.
Same with sleeping, I think I said in it too.
There was another music video I did for The Faint called Young and Realistic. And that was the kind of beginning of this sort of like, well, let's just take every element of the song. You've got the kick drum, you've got the snare, you've got this bass synth, you've got this arpeggiated, and every single one of those sounds is going to have a, you know, a visual accompaniment, you know? So it's a red dot blinking to the kick, and then this weird line goes to the snare, you know, and then this little thing is going to connect to that. So everything has a visual, every sound in the song is visually represented.
I'm Gregory Day. This is PDXPodcast.com. At the top of the show, you heard Todd Fink of The Faint and filmmaker Nick Fackler, who directed the band's first music video, Child Asleep, from the group's latest LP, Ego Work. The album was released this past Friday, March 15th. You can catch The Faint live in Portland, May 17th at the Star Theatre. Todd Fink is also the founder of Recapitate Headwear, offering modern handcrafted headpieces from the best felt and leather in the world. Todd describes each hat as an extension of the self, each designed to live, travel, breathe, and age with its owner. In the following, Todd tells us how he became a hat maker, and that's where we begin.
Tour shenanigans, I guess. We were in Los Angeles on a rooftop hotel, maybe, I suppose, and just partying, jumped in the pool with all my clothes on, and including my hat, and, you know, I think I was dressed up, I wore like a suit for some reason, and...
Oh, you didn't take anything off, okay.
To warm up, I got in the hot tub, and kept my clothes on, you know, as long as they were wet. So from that point on, I realized that that's how you change the shape of hats, is with steam. That really opened up a world of possibilities as far as what I could buy a hat and at least, you know, begin to attempt to shape it and to tug on it, to, you know, give it a whole new shape, new crease, new kind of character. So, yeah, I looked like a witch's kind of hat when I was done with the jacuzzi.
Well, I tell you, I was looking at your Gnosis collection and your crushed and scarved ready-to-wear hat. It reminded me of Fields of the Nephilim or something Wayne Hussey would wear in The Mission. That's totally the vibe I was getting. Crushed and scarved specifically, I think that's runway ready. That's the most beautiful hat I've ever seen, I think. I'm not sure what your inspiration was to put the scarf on, but wow, what an interesting touch.
I think that looks pretty good. Yeah. I think they're a little more work than the rest of them, and so I haven't actually decided to make them part of a line. I need to get a little faster on those, but maybe by this next winter.
It's really interesting that you've got five gender-neutral hats in the Gnosis collection, all handmade by you. I was really surprised to hear that you're a headwear maker, something I didn't know. I'm really glad I spoke with your video director. boy, that was a fun chat. What's your relationship with Nick? Are you pretty close friends?
No, we're good friends. He's, one of my closest friends in town. We've done a bunch of videos together, other projects, but mostly video. He's also plays in Icky Blossoms, and has his own other. He's got his own band, and I like his music. I think he has an exciting. I mean, he really gets into something, learns everything he can about it, and puts that knowledge to use in no time. It's really inspiring to see somebody that's. That can really put it together. It doesn't even matter what he's doing. He's going to be able to succeed at that. most of us started playing together at the end of 1994, but we didn't find the name of the band until 1997, and there were some different, you know, members come and go throughout, but yeah, I mean, we either started at 94 or 97, depending on if the title matters.
Now, the new album, it's self-produced, right?
Yeah, my brother Clark, the drummer, kind of took the reins on that this time. We all kind of think that we can produce, but he is the best, and everyone admits that, so.
Oh, your brother.
He took control of that. He kind of does the technical side of the band, whether it's lights or sequencing, drums or mixing, all that kind of stuff.
I was really intrigued by the track listing, especially track 3, Life's a Joke.
I mean, I guess it's deals with the sad realizations of what humans have shown themselves to be like online. And, you know, we kind of always know there's a range, but I was a little disappointed to find out that it's as bleak as it is.
I was looking at the hat you did for Bobcat, and it really is just like Tom Laughlin's hat in the Billy Jack movies. It's just...
That's what he wanted.
It's very authentic.
Exactly. So.
Right. Great job. I don't know how you did that from just pictures, or were you able to...
Mm-hmm. I rewatched some of the movies, too. It's kind of fun. He's a real hero, and read up about him. Amazing life.
You've got such a deep catalog. I hope we're going to hear you dig deep into that when you do tour.
Yeah, we play... I kind of wish we could just play for a lot longer than we do, but, you know, it takes a lot of energy, and you can't... I don't want everybody to get completely tired of all the music by the time they leave. So we try not to overstay our welcome, but, yeah, we definitely play... all the songs that, I mean, the songs that we like are the ones that are fun to play live because people are responding to them. What we're trying to do is raise the energy in the room, so it's kind of, it gets in a feedback loop, and that energy gets higher and higher throughout the show. So we want to play the songs that do that, and those ones. Well, we kind of put together a compilation a couple of years ago of the ones that we tend to do that. Called Capsule.
That's right. Great collection. I wanted to ask you about ESP from that album. You talked about how your wife has these dreams that end up coming true.
Mm-hmm.
Is this still the case?
Yeah, I mean, it's not all the time.
Right.
But there's a certain quality of dreams that are different than the other dreams she has, and she can recognize this quality in these dreams. It's rare. But when she has that, she has to make some tough decisions about whether or not to tell people.
Really?
Because, sometimes it's better for people to know, but is it your responsibility to, you know, introduce that?
You just played with Drab Majesty, right?
Yeah, I got to meet. We actually played with them with The Faint in Los Angeles at Cloak and Dagger, and then with my wife and I's band Closeness in Wichita right after that.
Yeah,
they're nice. I like them. Good band.
Yeah,
they were really something at Cloak and Dagger with all the lasers and the whole that room. That theater is beautiful. Yeah. It was really something.
Do you do Just His Eyes with Arenda live? Do you do that duet together?
We were, right? The last few months.
Beautiful song,
It hasn't stayed on the list just because we don't want to play too many slow songs that don't have a heavy groove.
Gotcha.
So we're trying to kind of steer it a little different way. But yeah, I love that song. It's a cover song. It's a different title. Yeah, it's by JK and Co.
Well, we're so excited about this new album. This new video has a perfect symbiosis with the music.
Yeah, Nick and I are both really happy with how that turned out. I mean, we had kind of worked together on in a similar way on the Young and Realistic video,
That's right, yes.
at editing wise, and kind of making elements, video elements that kind of collage to the sound of each of the instruments. But this time we kind of stepped it up and filmed all the content instead of using stock footage, but kind of tried to keep that stock footage oddness. So we're pretty stoked with how it turned out. Honestly, it's probably my favorite video since the Agenda Suicide one from 2001.
Know, I'm thinking of that nuclear family and the bodybuilder. Those fantastic
Yeah.
characters.
In paper collage, which is my main kind of visual format, you're juxtaposing things that just don't normally go together and using them for their textures or their colors, or that not necessarily something that represents the object that you began cutting with. So
I get that from the
that.
video.
Yeah, you put things together that don't normally go together. That's what gives things character.
That's right, and just fantastic work. I would like to close by asking you about your label. And finally, I mean, you got to remix Nine Inch Nails. You got to remix Trent Reznor. It almost sounds like Trent Reznor joined the Faint, this remix.
Oh,
Fantastic job. It's really interesting take on his track. When I saw that there was a Faint remix, I immediately jumped on it.
yeah, we took his we made an instrument out of his voice so we could change the notes to be any of the notes we wanted him to sing.
Oh, I
Kept the
loved
hook.
it. I loved it. And you're on Saddle Creek, very cool label.
Yeah, it pretty much started at about the same time we became a band. Our group of friends here started as a co-op and eventually became a proper label.
Really appreciate you taking the time, Todd. Thank you again, Todd. Really
Okay,
appreciate
good
it.
talking to
All right, cheers. I just want to say right off the bat, I've been listening to the Mask album and it's fantastic. I didn't realize you were part of Icky Blossoms. I didn't realize that was you.
Yeah, that's glad. I'm glad you've been listening to that record. That's great. We had a lot of we had a great time doing that record. So I actually just listened to it the other day, and I was like, man, I missed this record. There was another music video I did for The Faint called "Young and Realistic," and that was the kind of beginning of this sort of like, well, let's just take every element of the song. You've got the kick drum, you've got the snare, you've got this bass synth, you've got this arpeggiated. And every single one of those sounds is going to have a visual accompaniment, you know. So it's a red dot blinking to the kick, and then this weird line goes to the snare, you know, and then this little thing is going to connect to that. So everything has a visual, every sound in the song is visually represented. And then, so yeah, so that was the sort of the idea behind the video. And then visually, it just sort of was, you know, let's just go and film a bunch of unique things, you know. More recently, in the last few years, I've have been getting commissioned by art institutes to do installations. And so that actually taught me a whole new sort of direction to go in that I think this music video has been informed by.
You know, my favorite part of Young and Realistic was the guy lighting himself on fire.
Yeah. And the Young and Realistic was that's all just stock footage, you know. It was like that the it was very low budget, kind of like, can we quickly put something together? And so I, you know, became a member of one of those stock footage video sites, and just which I found out is all kind of like what I'm guessing is like weird Eastern European sort of like stock videos. Like someone is getting it's definitely doesn't it feels very European to me in some way. Like it's got this something about it that's just not right. And then I downloaded like hundreds of those videos, and then me and Todd just kind of sifted through them all and put them together rhythmically to those kind of in that same fashion.
Child Asleep, I mean, design and wardrobe was done by Todd. You
Yep.
filmed that there in Omaha, Nebraska. Can you elaborate more on the creative process? Was it you wanted to take the installation concept further?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to take the sort of installations that I've been doing, which are these sort of vibrant, colorful, almost like static images. And
you've got great characters in this clip too.
Yeah, with some great characters, and I've been working a lot with, I've been working a lot with these modern dancers in Omaha.
Yes, TBD Dance Collective.
Yep, exactly. And so, I found myself kind of continuing to work with them, and I think they always have a great sense of style and the way that they carry themselves. And and so I've been working with them, and basically, I said, all right, well, let's take, I'm not sure if you know this, but Todd Fink from The Faint also is a visual artist, and he does these amazing collages. And so I kind of studied those, and then Todd and I got together, and we kind of created a sort of Pinterest mood board of different ideas. And I said, okay, well, the plan is, you know, let's get these mood boards together, and we're going to create these, like, you know, six different scenes, you know, and in the studio. You know, and it's going to be like this 1950s family and this muscle man and this sort of funky girl that's like twisted in a weird way. And then, you know, the idea is we're going to shoot them for, you know, I like to try to keep things 50% planned and 50%. Let's just see what happens, you know?
Right. Right.
And yeah, so it's like, you know, we shot for one whole day, these different specific scenes, intermixing the scenes, you know, like, oh, let's take the muscle man and put him with the 1950s family and basically give myself a palette of, you know, 50 or 60 different shots that when I finally go down and sit down in post-production, I can just start painting, you know, and start and break the song. I had the song broken up into, you know, because one thing about the song is the song's longer than a normal song.
Mm-hmm.
What would be, it's like 5 minutes or maybe a normal music video is half that. So I knew that I had to keep the video interesting and keep it captivating for the audience and keep things changing the way that the song changes.
Right.
I had all these things, you know, it's like, and the muscle man. So I going into preparing for the video was like having these specific moments that we knew we were going towards. But then the rest, it was just, you know, I just broke verse one, break it out. And then I just start throwing stuff together and on the computer to like create interesting collages that are very much informed by Todd Fink's work, because The Faint has such an aesthetic. That's always the challenge working with them, is I want to stay within The Faint's aesthetic and make sure it works for their band, because they're such a aesthetic minded band. They're all artists themselves.
I got to talk about some of your other music videos. Cap Gun Coop, Dead Is God. Was it the single shot, this video?
Yeah, so that was, I don't know, I think me and Sam, the guy in that video, who also was one of the people that came with me to Africa to do Sick Birds Die Easy. But that was actually shot on New Year's Eve. I forget which year. And my plan with the video was I wanted to go into the new year working on something. And so the film starts, the music video starts at the end of the year, and then by the time the video ends, it's the next year. So I was like, I wanted to film a single shot video that took place over 2 years.
So it was filmed on New Year's Eve?
Yeah, so that was like a big New Year's Eve party. And I was like, it's going to be black and white, it's going to have sort of like, you know, New York Velvet Underground feel, and it's gonna be you know, we're gonna start outside the party, go into the party, then my hope during the big finale when everyone says, all right, Happy New Year, you know, and they're all clapping and stuff, and then these two characters meet and make out, and my hope is that like the whole room was gonna be making out with each other and it was gonna turn into this like orgy. But I didn't quite, but at the same time it was like, we'll see what the universe gives. Yeah, I really had a good time making that one. I feel like that one really felt like a turning point for me as an artist. You know, I really wanted to, I'd gone through a bunch of different things in my life at that time, and I just wanted to go into the new year making art. I think it's about the time when I quit all my jobs. You know, I worked as a waiter, you know, to support myself. And it was that year where I was like, I'm quitting everything and I'm making art. And if I can't survive on making art, I'll just sleep on the streets. I have to be doing this full time. Yeah. And it was the moment of commitment.
You worked with Sia early on in her career, when you could actually see her face. Can you tell us about this experience?
The story of that was, I'm not sure how long ago it was, but I was definitely in that phase in my life where I was like, I was done with work and I was traveling a lot. And I had a house in Omaha, or no, I didn't even have a house in Omaha yet. So I kind of just bounced around. I lived on couches in LA and I lived, you know, in New York, and I was just making things. And along the way at a bar one night, I met this girl, and she's like, and it ended up being Sia, and we just really hit it off and got along really well, and then kind of struck up conversations on the phone, and you know, talked about art, and we're making art with each other and things like that, and went out to LA, and we just became really close. And kind of towards that time, she's like, well, hey, I got a music video I have to do. It's not like it was something for her live album. And she's like, if you want to kind of work together on it, let's do something. And so, you know, the concept of that was, it was like, that was on like a Tuesday and we had to shoot on a Friday. And so it was this thing that was like, well, crap, what are we going to do? And the whole idea behind that one was this, well, let's just find a little girl and bring her into these really amazing settings. Uh-huh. and just get the reaction on her face. Because the song is, the song to me had this very, you know, sort of sad innocence to it, and I thought that could really complement it. So yeah, so it was just, you know, a room full of balloons and ice cream and shadow puppets, and let's just see a natural, and then almost like a documentary, let's just capture how she's reacting to it. Yeah, and so that's kind of how that came together. But unfortunately, at that time period, it's funny to, I've actually been going back and, in preparation for this music video coming out, I've been kind of going back and uploading my older videos. And what stinks kind of about that time period, you know, even 10 years ago in music videos, when you're shooting digitally, it was all standard def and everything is just kind of low quality on the internet now. But I am hoping that 20 years from now, that'll be an aesthetic that people are trying to go for.
Now, finally,
I want that early 2000s music video look on mini DV.
It'll come back, no doubt. Finally, I would like to talk about the Infolds music video for your band, Icky Blossoms. I really enjoyed this. It's a very catchy tune and also has a very interesting ending.
Yeah, I mean, that is a, I mean, with the Icky Blossoms videos, I co-direct them with Derek, who is my co-member in the band. And he's an incredible visual artist. He designs all of our record label record covers, album covers. And so him and I are, you know, continually, we've had a relationship and artistic partnership for a long time. But so yeah, with that one, with all the Icky Blossoms videos, we were trying to get them to talk about world building, trying to get them to exist in their own world. And they'd, you know, so in the Infolds video, the idea was you've got this cult of men that are obsessed with Sarah, you know, and they're watching our old music video from the last album. They basically, you know, kidnap us and brutally murder us. And then, you know, and then of course it has that ending of the disillusioned youth in the basement in America.
It was beautiful. It was a beautiful ending.
Trying to find, you know, you're always just trying to, you know, I think with Icky Blossoms, and this is partly, I think, working with Derek, is Derek's always has been connected to that outsider sort of mentality, like those out, you know, I think we all were outsiders growing up, and we like to make music and music videos for outsiders and make and normalize it, you know, and be like, hey, you're, in our eyes, your outsiders are beautiful and they're the cool ones.
You did a trailer for One Day, One Month, One Year. I'm not sure if that's going to come out soon, but what's next for you?
Well, we got One Day, One Month, One Year is going to come out, and then I got another film called Waiting for Reality that is a company that basically, with those installation pieces, we also made a film, and we produced it in Omaha, and it was commissioned by this art institute called Kaneko here in town. What I wanted to do was create a live experience for the for film, and everything I learned with Icky Blossoms, you know, we programmed our own light shows, and I learned a lot about light shows, and so I made this film called Waiting for Reality that has that's kind of like a spooky film. There's no dialogue; it's all told through dance, similar to what in work with CBD Dance Collective. And the audience came, and we actually performed it, and the audience came and sat down. And the film started, and then basically we had these eight walls that all had LED lights on them, and the lights perfectly synced up with the film, and there was live dance and live light show, and it all synced up to the film perfectly. So it was this cross between a immersive theatrical experience and a film, kind of all coming together, and I really enjoyed it. We performed it four times, each one sold out, and it had rave reviews, and my hope is to continue exploring that.
That's fantastic. That is fantastic. Well, I'm a fan. Thank you so much, Nick, for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
I got to tell you, it means a lot to me. Everything you've said, it really is encouraging. So thank you.
Today's show was produced and edited by Gregory Day. That's me. If you'd like to contact me directly, you can reach me at greg@pdxpodcast.com. We'll be back very shortly. See you then. We'll be right back.